Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast. Hey friends, welcome to Mixtape Theology, where we look at the theology behind our favorite 90s contemporary Christian music and sometimes poke fun at 90s Christian culture. I'm your host for this one, Rachel Cash. In this bonus episode, I've asked Michelle Nizat, host of More Than a Song podcast, to join me in the discussion of today's Christian music. She does something similar to what we do here at Mixtape Theology. She chooses a song from today's Christian music and uses it as a springboard for further Bible study. So I wanted to know, what can we do if we are just not feeling today's Christian music? Here we go. Michelle, thanks for joining me again on this little mini bonus episode that we're going to do about today's Christian music. So you have a podcast called More Than a Song, and we did a bite, which is a little technique that you employ where we went through a Stephen Curtis Chapman song, Dive, in a recent episode. And in your podcast, you look at today's Christian music and you kind of use that as a springboard or a launch pad to do study into the Bible. So my question to you is going to have to do with today's Christian music, because let me share with you, Michelle, what our fan base or 90s Christian music fans think of today's Christian music, and it's not good. I asked on our Facebook page, I said, help us do some research. If you love 90s CCM and today's CCM, tell us why. We might share your responses in an upcoming podcast episode. So I posted that and I got very few responses. I think our audience struggles greatly with today's Christian music. And we hear it a lot that today's Christian music is mostly just praise and worship, or it's a very similar genre with a very specific kind of style. And that specific kind of style is the only thing that gets played on the radio. Justin Holton, he commented on our Facebook page. He said, here's a perspective you might not be looking for, but except for a few select artists, CCM is now CWM, contemporary worship music. Carmen Danita Summers Gill said, I wish Christian radio would play more edgy Christian like they used to. They said it's all worship mixed with Toby Mac, LOL. she says, I love worship music. Don't get me wrong, but I don't want to listen to it every day, all day. So I'm looking to you, Michelle. Help us to find, are there some actual artists out there that are not just praise and worship, that have a different, unique style that we can perhaps still enjoy today if you're a 90s Christian music fan?
Well, I think there probably is, depending on what your style is, right? So you're the listener that said edgy. I would love to know what she means by that, right? So is it the style of music that sounds a little bit more edgy and is less, you know, kind of the same chord progressions and things like that, that I think that that might be what she's talking about. I know that you and I have talked at length about lyrics, you know, just to find some deeper lyrics, and that might take us to some deeper thoughtful places. And I think that I have to be honest with you. So while I use contemporary Christian music to launch into the Bible, I spend the majority of my time in the Bible and less time in the music. And so while, you know, we'll have the message playing in the background, we have you know, Sirius XM in our vehicles, or we might listen to some local Christian radio stations. We've got some great ones in Louisiana. And I spend more of my time in God's word than trying to really kind of pick apart the songs or the lyrics of the songs. I will say this. So I challenged my teenage daughter to start her day with God. I just felt like some of the music that she was picking, you know, what do you do as a parent? Do you say you can only listen to Christian music? And, I'm sure if my mom had tried that, even though I was a Christian, I probably in the 90s, I probably would have kind of bucked that system a little bit. And so I just said, well, try to find, I realized. And so for her, she's kind of got that same vibe. It's not my favorite. She'll sing along. She doesn't mind the music, but she likes a certain style. And she just likes like the indie style. So she's on Spotify, and she found a playlist of Christian indie music. And she's able to, you know, listen to some other people's playlists where she identifies a song or two. And then what do? You make a playlist, which is what? A mixtape. That's what we did. We picked our favorite songs and we put them together on a tape. And that's what we shared with our friends. And so I've done that a little bit. Like I have a interesting that they don't want more worship music. I prefer that. I really want to focus my attention on God and less on myself. And so I try to identify those songs that'll help me do that. I've been able to make custom playlists for, you know, women's conferences that I've done. I did a conference last year on cultivating wonder. So I have a playlist for that, that all have songs to do with wonder and God's wonder and all of that. So I think there's a way to do it. It's probably not going to be by artist necessarily, but it might be by song, you know, but that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, that they might have something in there that really resonates with you. And it kind of depends on the moment in your life. Isn't that the way that works too? Songs become the soundtrack of our lives. You know, you talked about Dive being in the soundtrack of your life and reminding you of a time. And so I think the power of music is still there, even if perhaps the storylines and the lyrics aren't necessarily reflecting something that we loved back in the 90s.
Yeah, I think your daughter's really smart to create her own playlist and to venture out into some indie artists. I feel like Goatee Records, which still makes records today, still has artists, is a great place to start too. Their artists do have radio play, but they are unique and they're not necessarily praise and worship anymore. They have a lot of diversity in the artists that they have on their label. And I found a couple, like I love Apollo Limited. There's a group out of Nashville called Local Sound that I really love. They're out there. But what I'm also hearing from the mixtape theologians on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter is that they are out there. You just have to put the extra effort to find it. And if the Christian radio is not playing the stuff that you like, it doesn't mean that the stuff you like doesn't exist. It just means right. You got to dig a little deeper to find it.
Can I add something too? You know, one of the reasons why I started the podcast is because I had a friend who became a Christian and changed the music that she was listening to. And it really transformed her. And I think a lot of us who are saying, man, it's just not like the good old days. I think there's two elements there. Number one, I think genre, you know, I think back to country music, for example. I grew up listening to a lot of country music and I don't particularly like the country music of today. I kind of like the old country music. I think part of that is because it was the soundtrack of my youth and you just have a fondness for that. Because are the lyrics really that different? I mean, they're still singing about the same topic. You know, maybe the style is not a little bit more contemporary and we don't particularly like that. We liked the old style, that kind of thing. So I think there's that element there too, but I also want to challenge, your listeners to, remember the new believers in your life. And if you don't have any, try to find some. I've loved being just making sure that I have new believers in my life. There was a season where I just wasn't. I was around other Christians all the time. And the Christians that came into our Sunday school, you know, were transferring from a different, you know, same church, different city, you know, that kind of thing. And And so we were just seasoned Christians hanging out with seasoned Christians. And when I entered a church community where there were just a lot of new believers, it reminded me of a vibrancy of my faith that I had when I didn't have as deep a faith. And then I could see the lyrics that they were listening to through their eyes. And I will tell you, the option is better, right? So worship music, worshiping Christ, or what are your other options? Go to the secular. I mean, you know, I've done this before where I've, you know, taken the lyrics and said, read this out loud to me. And then tell me if this is something you want to put into your brain, you know, to my kids. And they're like, no. And I was like, okay, well, then we won't be listening to it. So those are other options. So I'm not saying we can't long for a day when it was a certain sound or had the depth of the depth in the lyrics. I think a lot of people would make that argument about bringing hymns back. You know, there was just a lot of theology and doctrine taught in the old hymns, and for good reason, because there was, you know, people couldn't read their Bible as they weren't as literate as we are today. And so a lot of that was double use. So I guess that a little bit of a twist is to challenge us to make sure we have new believers in our midst, listen to the music as if from that perspective too. And just that's really what I'm trying to do on my podcast is just meeting people where they are, not trying to, and then use it as a springboard to deeper things. So I get the deeper thing by spending time in God's word. And then I just use that song as a way to remind me of everything I've studied, even if it may not be my favorite song.
That's great. Thank you. So how can people find your podcast, Michelle?
So you can go to my website, michellenezat.com. I am on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Stitcher Radio and all that. More Than a Song is the name of the podcast.
Yeah. So More Than a Song and Mixtape Theology are part of the same New Release Today podcast network. I'm proud to be on the network with you, Michelle. I love what you're doing. I think that it's awesome that you're trying to meet people where they're at. So guys, don't give up on Christian music. In fact, Michelle has a 30-day challenge, I think, right? Is it a month long or 30-day challenge of listening to Christian music every day? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I think it's just this idea. And of course, a lot of your listeners are probably already doing this, but it's just this idea of challenging yourself to listen exclusively to Christian music for 30 days. And so you go to michellenezat.com/30-day challenge. And I send like a 1-minute video every day and a scripture reference, a key thought, really just pointing you back to scripture. And, you know, hopefully maybe some of those songs will end up on your playlist that you enjoy, or you find a way to enjoy a song that maybe you didn't see before.
That's great. So if you're looking for ideas, sign up on Michelle's website. I guess I can't start that just yet because I'm going to a Sting concert on Wednesday. So
that's awesome. Well, I just came back from a Garth Brooks concert. So
we're not saying don't listen to regular secular music. We're just saying include some Christian music in there too. There's some good stuff. All right. Well, I've had fun talking to you, Michelle. I hope that our listeners go and check out your podcast, More Than a Song. And until then, thanks for joining me, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.